An Oireachtas committee is asking the former editor of The Guardian to provide more clarity on his knowledge of writer Roy Greenslade's support for the IRA. Last week, the paper apologised to Maria Cahill for an article Mr Greenslade had written about her. Alan Rusbercher, who was the editor at the time, is now a member of the Commission on the Future of Media. On yesterday's Drive Time, Maria Cahill gave her view on Mr Rusbercher's role on that commission.
I think it's going to be difficult. Like, for example, I found out a short time ago now that the Oireachtas Committee have written to Alan Rusbercher and they're asking him now to answer written questions and potentially bring him in front of the committee. When someone then becomes the story, that is the time for them to think about whether they should resign to avoid compromising the work of that committee. And I think that that is a route that Alan Rusbercher probably should have taken a few days ago.
Maria Cahill, let's talk now to Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, who's a member of the Oireachtas Media Committee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alan Rusbercher has apologised for the article in question and he said he felt let down by Roy Greenslade. What else do you want to hear from him?
I accept that, and he has acknowledged that when he was editor that Roy Greenslade's article and some of his activities failed spectacularly on transparency grounds. I think the difficulty is, we don't know in full detail what Alan Rusbercher knew. There are allegations that he was made aware of some of Mr. Greenslade's activities by other journalists and publications. What action did he take on the basis of those allegations? And I'm very conscious of the fact that Maria Cahill is the only person that we've heard from and who has been interviewed around these issues. It's obviously, you know, reliving some of the trauma that she went through. We haven't heard, you know, from Roy Greenslade. He hasn't faced questioning. Alan Rusbercher hasn't faced questioning. So at the committee yesterday, we took a decision that in the interest of clarity, that we would write to Mr. Rusbercher and to ask him to outline in detail, what he did know, what actions he took. And if we're satisfied with that response, then obviously that will go into the public domain. If we're not, we reserve the right, obviously, to invite him in for questioning. We understand he also sent a letter to Minister Catherine Martin around this issue, and we're going to ask that he would consider publishing that letter.
I'm looking at the piece Alan Rusbercher wrote the other day, and he speaks about the article in question, the controversial article at the heart of this. He says the piece spectacularly fails on transparency grounds. Had Greenslade been open with me back in 2014, I would have been able to come to a different judgment about it overall. So that gives the clear impression that he didn't know that much about Roy Greenslade's views.
Well, as you said, it gives the clear impression. But there certainly, allegations and cases that have been made that indeed that he did, and that others had contacted him prior to that to alert him to Roy Greenslade's views. Private Eye, the satirical magazine in the UK, would have regularly referred to Mr. Greenslade as Roy of the Provost. So, there was certainly, this was not something that would have come as a complete surprise. What we're looking for, and I suppose the point of the request from the committee, this is not looking for Mr. Rusbercher's head. It's for him to provide greater clarity. He's an experienced journalist. As you say, he's a former editor of The Guardian. He sits on Facebook's oversight board. So he knows about the importance of transparency in cases such as this. We're not satisfied with the level of explanation that he has provided. And we've now written to him to ask him to explain in more detail exactly what he did know, if he was aware of the allegations that had been made against Mr. Greenslade prior to 2014. If he wasn't aware, why wasn't he aware of those? Which would strike me as odd for a senior journalist. And what action that he took on foot of those.
Moving away from Alan Rusbercher, listening to Maria Cahill last night, it's clear that she wasn't happy with how the minister, Catherine Martin, has handled all of this. Does she have a point?
Well, I think so. I've communicated with Mario over the last few days, and you know, for somebody who is a rape victim, it's you know, it's not right that all of this has to kind of come back to the fore again. And I think, you know, it may be more appropriate for the minister to pick up the phone or to, you know, to have a more detailed conversation with her. I can understand that, you know, I do know that the Taoiseach spoke with Maria Cahill. And I think, you know, the concerns of rape victims need to be considered in more detail in difficult circumstances like this. It is unfortunate that it's all kind of come into the public domain now again, now that you know, Mr. Greenslade has outed himself as an IRA supporter. But look, I think we've got to get further clarity on this issue. I don't think it's fair that Maria Cahill is the only one that has to come out. In fact, she shouldn't have to be coming out to justify her position. It's completely unfair
on
her.
Just on the overall position then of Alan Rusbridger, as we've been saying, the statement yesterday from Catherine Martin made it clear that the government had considered this and decided that on balance it was better that he stayed on the Future of Media Commission. Do you believe that on balance it's better that he stays there?
Well, the Future Media Commission is doing an incredibly important job looking at the media landscape in Ireland and globally, and how we can ensure good quality journalism into the future, and how we can ensure transparency and plurality. And I think, you know, and I'd hope Mr. Rusbridger can make a positive contribution to that. I'm going to reserve judgments, and as I said, you know, I know there have been other politicians who've been calling for head. I think it's important to allow him the time to give us a full explanation and to give us clarity. I don't believe that he's done that so far, and I would certainly hope that he would take the invitation of the committee to do that.
All right, Malcolm Byrne, Senator Malcolm Byrne, thank you for joining us this morning. It's 8:15.